I know it very well. When I read this story of yours that was in Tuesday's paper, it just kind of threw me for a loop. It was titled, Owners Buy Back Own Property, Dodge Taxes. There's a foreclosure loophole that cost Detroit almost $5 million last fall. Tell us about this story.
Yeah, now, it can happen in other counties, but I think in Detroit it's the biggest problem just because we have so much land, so many properties that go into tax foreclosure, and there's just not the demand for it. Nobody wants these properties for the most part. And what the owners are doing is, you know, a lot of them are not paying their taxes for 3 years, and then when that happens, they lose them to foreclosure. The county treasurer holds an auction, and they are bidding on their own properties. So the first auction, there's two auctions. The first one is, you know, the treasurer holds the auction for what the taxes that are owed, and anyone can bid on it, but the minimum price is what's owed. So most of the properties don't sell at that first auction, but the second auction, you know, the stuff goes for a minimum of $500. So a lot of these guys will wait till that second auction, and then in some cases, nobody else bids against them. They buy the property back for $500. We've had, you know, examples of one landlord. There's one of his eight-unit, you know, large apartment house kind of complex. He owed $46,000 plus in taxes and water liens, you know, for unpaid water bills, et cetera, and interest and fines, and he bought it back for $500. So we've looked in 2010 and this year, and it's increased. So I found, you know, about 400 that really appear to be just buybacks. They're the same last names, people buying them back under, you know, family members or similar companies, and you know, have the same address. So it's a growing problem.
Well, it would seem that if they owed taxes, that they would have to pay those taxes not only before they could buy something else, but in order to, you know, they're going to be back on the tax list, if you will. How does that work?
Well, you know, the treasurer could ban people who owe back taxes from bidding. You know, they can select who, you know, weed down the list of people who can bid at auction. But his argument is in Detroit, and a lot of people agree with him, it's just going to be too hard to police that, because you could form a new LLC and, hide in terms of you know, who you really are. So it would be too difficult for the treasurer to police that. So he's basically said, I can't ban these folks from doing this. But he's instituted some reforms that, you know, from now on, since we've been writing about it, if you buy at the auction, you've got to stay current on your taxes for at least 2 years. But a lot of people are saying that's not enough. I mean, the argument these folks have that are doing these buybacks are saying that the city of Detroit's assessing system is so out of whack that, you know, the taxes are so high and they haven't lowered the assessments because of the foreclosure, you know, the real estate collapse in Detroit, that they shouldn't be having to pay, you know, $4,000 a year or $5,000 a year in some cases on these small houses that are rentals, you know, some of these landlords. They just argue that it's not worth it. And, you know, they don't get any services. This is the model that they have to use in unusual times to survive in their business. And then there's a lot of folks who are the homeowners that actually live in the properties that are doing it because they're just so poor that, and the taxes are just so high that they can't possibly pay them. So they're working with, there's actually a nonprofit in Detroit that will help homeowners bid on their own properties like this. So,
Christine, how does the treasurer respond to the assessment that the assessments are too high?
And that's not his area. The city assessor, you know, that controls that. So the city assessor has said we've lowered assessments, but they can't count these, you know, these fire sales, these $500 auction sales. That it's not that they in their assessments they can't include these extreme extreme sales. So, I mean, others are really arguing, no, I mean, these houses are only worth, you know, $5,000, period, and they're paying $5,000 a year or, you know, $4,000 a year on the taxes. So it's a difficult issue because, I mean, you got the guy across the street who's paying his taxes, you know, and just seems like a sucker because he's not doing this, and, you know, his neighbor's able to get out of their tax bill, and so it's just a tough issue.
Fascinating story. You can find it at detnews.com, written by Christine McDonald. Thanks so much, Christine.
Yeah, thanks for having me.